Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the playing of our national anthem.
Baseball fans, you're listening to Babes, Babes.
Welcome back to another episode of Babes, Babes. The month of June is nearly halfway over. We're quickly approaching the halfway mark for the 2023 season and the MLB All-Star Week, and we've officially hit 9 episodes. We have a big month ahead. Kelsey is hopping the pond for the 2023 London Series as her beloved Cardinals take on the Cubs. I will be covering the College World Series for the first time ever. Wish me luck. And Mads' actual home is now her second home, as she's spending more time at Yankee Stadium these days, with a lot of other exciting things happening. In this special Father's Day episode, we each sat down individually with our dads to talk a little bit about what sparked their love for the game and for their teams, and how they passed it on to each of us. All right, Dad, welcome to Babes, Babes. Thank you for joining me for this Father's Day episode. I'm honored and proud to bring you on and chat about our Yankees for a little bit.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm crazy about this. I know. Okay, well, I'll keep it short.
Okay.
So you grew up in the 60s and 70s, and you're in the Midwest, so... the closest team then would have been Kansas City.
Yeah.
And that would have been about like a 7-hour drive.
7-hour drive from Paxton.
Okay. So you chose to root for the Yankees then. And so I'm just curious, because we've never really talked about it, how you decided to, you were going to root for the Yankees. How did you decide to be a Yankee fan?
Probably the 61 home run chase with Maris and Mantle, and there was books in the library as I got to be about probably 7 or 8, probably 8 or 9. And then, started, I thought that was pretty neat. And you had to root for somebody. You had to have a baseball team back then. So, I became a Yankee fan.
Okay, very cool. And you would have been like 7 or 8, you said, so like maybe second grade?
Probably closer to 8 or 9.
Okay, so you would have been playing pony baseball at the time?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you didn't really have like a particular influence. It was more just like, it was in the library and it was what was available, so.
Well, I can't remember what the movie was called, but there was a movie about it too. Before they made 61, there was a movie made for Saturday morning TV that I seen too, about the home run chase and that year. And so, yeah.
It's pretty cool how like we all just come to be. Like, I mean, I was influenced by you, but how that's so like that, that's how I was influenced then, essentially.
Yeah.
So like, what were some of the big names then that you remember playing, like when you first started rooting for them?
Well, it was Yogi and Mantle, Maris, Stottlemyer, Whitey Ford, Billy Martin, all those. Tony Kubek was a shortstop for the Yankees. So, yeah, that was.
Did you have a favorite in particular then?
back in the 60s, probably. See, I was born in 59, so the 60s. I don't know if I had a favorite. Probably Mantle, though.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle was probably the best athlete back in that day that ever played baseball.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solid choice. And then, so you got a little bit older, and so you, when you were in high school, they went on their run in the 70s. And do you have any, or were there any favorite games that you can think of that stick out in your mind?
Probably 78, Bucky Dent.
Yes.
And it was in Fenway. It was the Yankees in July were probably 12, maybe even 14 games back. They caught Boston, and it was a one-game playoff to see. And it was even a coin flip to see where they would play. Yankees lost the coin flip. And it was in Fenway, and sixth or seventh inning, Yankees are down 2-0, and Bucky hits a 3-run shot over the monster, and yeah, that had to be one of the bigger moments.
Mm-hmm.
That was I don't know how many career home runs he had, but it wasn't a bunch.
Right. He wasn't a standout player then,
right.
But then he ended up, like, they retired his jersey. And I mean,
he's a good player. He just wasn't, you know, he was one of those role players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, you know, like the 80s were rough and you stuck by them through the 80s. You had three kids in the 80s, so you were busy anyway. And maybe me being born in 89. Maybe I brought a little of that luck to the to the 90s dynasty. But who was your favorite player of the 90s dynasty?
Well, going back to the 70 Yankees, it'd definitely be Thurman Munson.
Mm-hmm.
Thurman was one of those old baseball guys, and he played so hard, and there was a lot of turmoil. Billy Martin was manager, and then he wasn't, and then he was the manager, didn't get along with George Steinbrenner.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a lot of stuff going on there. We brought Reggie Jackson in, who came from the A's, and Reggie was a really good ball player, but maybe didn't do it the Yankee way like those guys. And Thurman Munson had enough, the team meant enough to him that he stood up to Reggie. Back there was a lot of stuff going on. So Thurman Munson definitely was one of the great Yankees of mine.
Yeah.
And then the 90s, of course, you know, it was just you know, it probably started Jeter's rookie year. I mean, and we just kept getting better. We'd get people, and of course, Jorge and the fat or the
four.
So, yeah, Mariano had to probably be my favorite Yankee back in the 90s. He was clutch.
So. Yeah. Yeah, it's like once he came in, there was just a comfort. Like, we knew that we were in good hands and didn't have to stress. And we haven't had that since.
Yeah.
Probably never will, like, to that level.
Yeah. And that was probably one of the hardest defeats, getting beat by Arizona and Melby. So,
yeah.
On a bloop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels pulled in, and we, so, yeah.
Okay, going back to the 90s, there were a lot of players in that time that, like, aren't very well-known Yankees, like maybe your Shane Spencers, and Are there any players like that that you can remember, like a real clutch moment coming from one of those guys?
Well, probably, you know, Scott Brosius had some huge hits back in, and Aaron Boone, Aaron Boone's home run.
Yeah. The curse of the Boone Bino is what it dubbed that.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think of one particular from a non. Yeah.
There were a lot, like, was, back in that time. You had, like, your Kane Spencer and your Chad Curtis and, like, those kind of guys coming in, and just there were some real clutch little moments there. Yeah. Okay, so who's your favorite current Yankee?
Probably Judge. Mm-hmm. Just the way he carries himself and deals with you reminds you a lot of Jeter. Just a really stand up somebody you want your kids to idolize, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so just a few more questions, but just on while we're on the current team, what do you feel like has gone wrong in the last decade and what's gone right in the last decade?
Well, maybe going back further than just signing a few players to those long contracts and, mm-hmm. and that didn't work
and
out.
And they're well. Still, it's still
affecting. And it's still affecting. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good answer. So dead or alive, who would you sit down with for a beer? And it could be like one player or any combination of players. And what would you want to ask them?
Probably it would be probably Yogi and with Mickey, and just to tell some of the stories about after the games and mm-hmm. those guys, because that was baseball was so different back then that those guys didn't train like these guys train. And it was a whole different world. And there was some stories that would be fun to hear about back in the day with Mickey and Billy. And matter of fact, I read a book and I think it was called, I don't remember now. But they talked about Billy Martin talked in that book about them challenging Mickey challenging Roger Maris to Roger Maris was supposedly a great swimmer. He had a pool in his backyard, and these guys had been partying pretty heavily one night, and so they went over to Maris's and they challenged him, and Mickey couldn't swim very well.
Yes, I heard that.
And so the story I got on the deal was they threw the pool deal in that you use to skim the pool, and they're dragging Mickey along the side of the pool to beat Maris in this race, and Mickey didn't let go of the skimmer. Of course, they'd been drinking heavily. It peeled sides of his.
Oh, wow.
And so he was out a few games.
It's not like today where like you're out because, you know, Chapman getting a tattoo and it's a tattoo infection. It's those guys were
quite hard, party hard. Yeah,
exactly. So March 31st, 1995, we're at Coors Field. That was, I say, that's the staple moment that made me a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
So, March 31st, 1995, that's an exhibition game. Coors Field, first game ever played at Coors Field. Yankees are in town to really open up the new stadium. And they had like the reserves because it was the year of the strike.
Right.
It's
a replacement of players.
Replacement players.
Yeah.
And so I come away with this bat. It's a Spike Owen bat. And a ball actually in the same game. So like what was, I had an older brother, 6 years older, older sister who probably didn't care really, but, older brother, what was his reaction? I can't imagine he was very happy, like walking away and his little sister is walking away with all his memorabilia. And yeah, you don't
remember. I don't remember it affecting him much. No, I don't remember him having a reaction to it. Yeah, so that'd be a good question for him.
For him, yeah. Well, I didn't remember if he was like a little pouty or... But,
I don't remember. Yeah, I think he was probably excited, if I remember right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, very cool. And, I mean, thanks for taking us to that and, like, to see the Yankees when they're in Kansas City. That was really the only opportunity that we had. And my dad, he coached us in baseball, softball, and, like, that's all we did all summer long. So, like, our family vacation was... if we could, to get away to see the Yankees, yeah, when they were, you know, on the rare occasion they were in Colorado or in Kansas right. City. So thanks for doing that, Dad. And do you have any advice for the babes?
Oh, just keep it like you guys are doing. Just stories from how you guys got involved in being such big baseball fans. And one thing I think that's really interesting with your podcast is when you go through the divisions and you guys talk about who's hot, who's not, who's, you know, that is a really neat part of your podcast that I enjoy, you know, because it brings me up with the National League or maybe the other divisions in the American League. So yeah, where I'm pretty much just in American League East, worry about what Tampa Bay or Baltimore or the Red Sox, of course. And so yeah I think you guys do a good job. It's pretty informational, a lot of information, and I enjoy listening to you guys. So
thank you. Well, happy Father's Day, Dad.
Thank you.
I love you, and thanks
love
you. For
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, today on Babes Babes, we have a very special episode for Father's Day, and we are welcoming our dads on to share a little bit about where they got their love of baseball from, because that is where we all got our love of baseball from. So I know, obviously, that my dad's dad was a baseball fan as well, but I'm looking forward to digging a little deeper into his love of the game and how he passed that along. So very happy and proud to have my dad here today. Say hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Well done. Well done. I set you up for that. I figured that's exactly what you would do. And that was exactly what I wanted. So thank you. We're off to a strong start.
Excellent.
How are you tonight?
I'm great. And I couldn't be more proud to be here. So thanks for having me.
Well, like I said, I know that you got your love of baseball as a family thing as well. It's just been a generational thing passed down through the ages, as it has for so many, I'm sure. But tell us a little bit about like when and how you became a baseball fan. What do you remember about falling in love with the game?
Well, mom and dad, your grandma and grandpa, Harold and Charlotte, were raised in St. Louis. So in the St. Louis was always baseball was always the big sport in St. Louis. So obviously, when I was growing up, my dad's listening to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon all the time. And I don't know that Harold ever really played baseball. He used to play 16-inch softball, if you can imagine that. They didn't use mitts or anything. And they had the big man paws that would catch these giant softballs, just a little bit smaller than a volleyball. But he would do organized softball playing through church leagues and things like that. So I'm always tagging along on those types of those types of events. You know, it was like a family outing where the guys would play softball. And then obviously when your Uncle Brian was a very, very good baseball player. So he went through youth baseball and he went into, he played in Bloomington High School. I believe that he still holds some records there.
Wow. I had no idea.
Oh, you ought to interview him and he'll tell you all about it. But anyway, I believe that he was a tremendous athlete in high school and he played mostly football, but baseball was his true love. And then he went on to play at Lakeland Junior College before he fell in love. Or actually, he fell in love a long time before he went to junior college. But in any event, he played at Lakeland and he was really good. And obviously, Lakeland College was not that far from Bloomington. So we would make the road trip over to see him play. And I would, get to be the bat boy sometimes and just, enjoying the game like that. And of course, my folks being from St. Louis and their parents still living in St. Louis, we would make the pilgrimage down to St. Louis quite often and sometimes catch a baseball game. And then of course your Grandpa Harold, he used to tell the stories about sneaking in to see the games at Sportsman's Park. Before that was Busch Stadium 1, by the way. Sportsman Park before it became Busch Stadium. But he'd tell the story that they would sneak in or watch under the fence or something. He kind of paint this Norman Rockwell-esque type picture of kids, looking under the fence and the umpire taking off the mask, get out of here, that kind of thing. But it was always cool to listen to him reminisce about Sportsman Park and being there. And then of course we went to Busch Stadium 2. A number of times, and that's where you have those attractive seats that you're sitting on.
Yes.
$400, I think, when they tore the stadium down. They were
wow. I mean, that's a steal. You can't get any quality memorabilia for that these days.
That was quite a while ago, but yeah. So you owe me twice that at least for those
easily.
But anyway, that's so. I naturally I started playing Little League baseball. I think Brian helped me quite a bit and Dad, Harold helped me quite a bit growing up. I pitched a no hitter when I was 12, I think.
Wow. Those are the kinds of things you just never forget.
Yeah. 19 strikeouts. I think Jake, your brother still has the baseball that grandma made.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do remember seeing that.
Yeah. So I've never been a rabid baseball fan like you. But I've always enjoyed the game as more of a casual fan. And it's one of those, if I don't have access to it, like there was times in life where I didn't have, you couldn't see very many games.
Yeah.
And then you get, the cable subscribers are offering, if a regional network, you can subscribe to that. And then the last few years, we've had to kind of figure out different ways to see the Cardinal games, and it's worked out. So I've been lucky to be able to watch them, pretty regularly the last five or six. Obviously, I'm a Cardinal fan.
You are.
That was pretty evident, but that's where I got the love of baseball, and I think that you probably got the love of baseball more from Grandpa Harold than you did me.
Maybe. Yeah.
Your brother started playing, and so we would go to games and things like that, and you got interested. But you were not really interested at the local level. You were more interested in the national broadcast, the Jack Bucks, the Mike Shannons, and the radio, and the, theater of the mind, that kind
of thing. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, I think about this a lot because, as you mentioned, I didn't play ball sports anyway growing up, and I have never been a fan of any other sports. And you are a fan of other sports, but have always, at least from my perspective, seemed to follow baseball the most. What do you think it is about the game of baseball that you're drawn to more than in other sports?
It was probably because that was the only thing I was good at. And I wasn't good, don't get me wrong, but I mean, that's the thing that I had access to.
Yeah.
And my second would be golf. Grandpa played a little bit of golf. Uncle Brian played some golf, but I got pretty good for a while. And then I had kids and then there goes all the golf budget went out the window when we started having kids, but I got pretty good at golf and the interest in baseball is because I had access to it. I could play baseball. I played in high school. I played all through when I was little. So that's what fueled my, other than my, you know, admiring Grandpa Harold and Uncle Brian for their love of the game too. But I was able to play it, you know, I had mitts and we played pickup games in the neighborhood and things like that. So not so much football. Maybe it's just because I wasn't very good at football, but.
Well, I think access to it, you're right, is probably a big thing because, like, have you ever been to an NBA or an NFL game?
I'm pretty sure that Uncle Brian and I went to an NFL game with our uncle Ed, with Grandma Charlotte's brother.
Oh yeah,
100 years ago. NBA, yeah, for work. I think that I was treated to a couple of games. The Chicago Bulls. We went up and saw the Bulls a couple of times. Been to Blackhawks games.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, I just think with 162 games and, you know, we grew up near in the Peoria area where you have lived like most of your adult life, and the Peoria Chiefs have been right, the single A team right. of either the Cubs or the Cardinals. And it's just it's a more accessible like family thing to do. I can't imagine trying to go to an NFL game right. as a family.
And where I worked, we were in, among other things, we did a lot of commercial printing for local businesses in the Peoria area, and the Peoria Chiefs were a huge client. So we got free tickets all the time, and we did a lot of promotional things for them. So yeah, it's like I said, it's always been accessible. So it was very, very easy thing to enjoy without giving it much thought about, oh, I really love this. It was always there. So it's always been a part of life.
All right. Well, you mentioned that obviously like I started getting really into baseball and we said, you know, I didn't play ball sports. It's not that I wasn't athletic per se, but I, you know, I did tumbling and other things like that. And my siblings were super into the ball sports, but I do think that I still got a lot of my love of the game from playing wiffle ball, like in the backyard with you and Jake, because I don't know. That's like some of my first real memories of baseball. But what did you think like when I started getting really into it? Did it surprise you because I didn't play sports, or what did you think?
I don't know. Well, for those who don't know what she used to do, she used to put on a Cardinals jersey and she would lay on her bed and listen to Jack Buck and Mike Shannon. She would actually keep the book, and she would one day she told me she was going to, when Tony La Russa was managing the Cardinals, she was going to be the first female manager of Major League Baseball. Oh. So you don't remember that, but
I believe you.
I still think you could be. I think that you have your baseball IQ is extremely high. But I've always been confused of how your baseball acumen developed the way that it has, because I think it's just something you're analytical. You like the strategic, the element to baseball and that's why you've picked it up. You found that is interesting. Statistics you weren't really good in math in high school, but you're really good in statistics when it comes to baseball and understanding why they're important. And to answer your question, yes, I was very surprised.
Well, you said it. It's because they're numbers that are important. I like applicable numbers.
There you go. Yeah, it's like I'm never going to use this when I grow up when you're talking about math, but you're always going to use baseball, right?
Oh. Exactly. No, yeah, analytics and statistics is like a narrow lane of math, I guess. And it's a different part of your brain for sure. And I like that it's like really equal parts, and the really successful teams, the really successful managers are equal parts, that like human side, the connection, the eye test, but also
right.
the analytics and all the stories that the numbers tell.
Right. And you've grown into use both sides, the human part, like you mentioned, being able to coach people and be, motivate people and things like that. Extremely proud of all the work you've done when developing your career as a I mean, not, you're not a personal life coach or anything like that, but I think you do a lot of that when you were working in the fitness industry and things. So anyway, I didn't mean to turn this into the Kelsey Bird Show, but
well, good news. It is the Kelsey Bird Show. If this podcasting thing doesn't work out, I am going to go back to the drawing board on that first manager in Major League Baseball thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, I asked Jake and Katie if they have any memories surrounding the game of baseball with you, because I knew that they would. And so I just wanted to share that with you in, you know, the fact that we have Father's Day coming up. So Jake said that one of his favorite things to do every year was the annual trip to Dick's Sporting Goods, where he would get to pick out a new bat or a new glove. So that was always something that he really looked forward to with you. What I remember actually most about that, you'll have to tell me what you remember. What I remember is whenever he would get new cleats, he would like sleep in them for like a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you get in trouble for walking around. He walked on a new hardwood floor once.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we put down new, it wasn't hardwood. It was like pergo, like pseudo wood or whatever.
Yeah. But,
anyway, you know, he's standing in the kitchen. I go, yeah, I didn't appreciate that at all. Luckily, it didn't hurt the floor, but yeah. But yeah, we used to, and the one time we bought a bat from them and they sold him an illegal aluminum bat. It was this particular brand of bat that they were selling, but it was actually illegal for Illinois High. The IHSA had deemed it illegal. We bought it, and then when I took it back to Dick's, I hope they're not a sponsor, but I took it back to Dick's, and they wouldn't give me my money back. They would only exchange for, you know, something of equal value. And I just said, do you understand this bat cannot be sold or is not supposed to be sold in Illinois, right? And he goes, oh, so anyway.
Scandal.
Yeah.
Drama in high school baseball. Okay, so Katie, obviously she said that she remembered, we went down to St. Louis like almost every year growing up, and she remembers all the trips down to St. Louis. But the thing that she specifically said she remembered, and I don't remember this, so I'm interested if you do. She said she got kicked in the head by a Clydesdale when she was little. Do you?
She's lying.
I think so too. I mean, that would explain a lot, Katie, but I don't think.
Kicked in the head by a Clydesdale.
At like, well, probably at Grant's Farm, where they have, where you
Clydesdale. We even got close to Clydesdale's down in St. Louis. They had them down at the brewery downtown.
At Grant's Farm, which is outside of St. Louis.
Right, that's right. Where we went there, but we also went to down in Tampa. We went to Busch Gardens down in Tampa.
Oh, yes.
And they were, that's actually where they bred a lot of the horses.
Yes.
So we may have been around some baby Clydesdales, you know, then maybe, I don't know.
Sounds like something a Tampa Clydesdale would do, not a St. Louis Clydesdale.
I'm pretty sure if she got kicked in the head by a Clydesdale, I'd probably remember that.
That's what I was thinking too. One of my like most vivid memories, and I couldn't tell you how old I was. I must have been like 10 or 11, because I feel like all three of us were definitely at the game at this point, but it was one of the times that we went down to go to our annual game at Busch Stadium, and we were staying at the Marriott right there downtown. Yeah. And this game was in a rain delay. Like it hadn't started. It was postponed. And they're
playing the Indians.
They were playing the Cleveland Indians. Yes. Was that when your close personal friend, Jim Tomey, was playing?
My close personal friend, Jim Tomey was.
Okay. No wonder
you were there. That's why I stayed there. That's why I stayed at the stadium. Yeah. Went back to the hotel.
So that's what I remember, is like us three kids just wanting to go back and swim at the hotel, because that's the most exciting thing to do ever when you're 10 years old. And that's all we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And you were like so adamant, like, I'm going to stand here in the pouring rain for as long as it takes.
That's so right.
See some that's damn right. baseball. And it's so funny because now, like, I can't even relate to that kid who desperately wanted to go back and swim, because I actually just like had to get a swimming suit because I haven't worn one in a decade probably, but that I would never leave a baseball game. I would wait it out till the bitter end, in the cold rain if I had to. So
I think that was probably one of the first years or one of the first when they were doing interleague play.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause that, and I remember that's why we picked that weekend to go too, is to see. And again, for those listeners at home, I'm not close personal friends with Jim Tomey, but I did work and became very good friends with Jim Tony's best friend. So I made the connection that way.
He's rubbed elbows with
Jim. I'm friends vicariously through another guy.
We do like to lovingly refer to him as your close personal friend, Jim Tomey, though. Yeah, my husband thought that was pretty cool because he grew up in Cleveland and Jim Tomey was one of his favorite
things to watch. He's all that. Jim was a good guy. Or he still is, I imagine.
And he's from Central Illinois, where we are.
That's right. That's how my buddy knew him very well. They grew up together playing at Limestone. Yeah.
Well, yeah, baseball has connected a lot of dots throughout your life and subsequently in my life. And I thank you for joining me for a little chat to reminisce and also look forward to the baseball that we have coming up together. So.
Thanks for 100% my pleasure. And I'm super proud of what you're doing here with the podcast and everything. And I wish you all the success in the world.
And that's on your favorite podcast, which is called
Peace, Love, and Baseball.
Peace, Love, and Baseball.
That's right.
Thanks, Ranj.
You bet. Love you, Punkin. See ya.
Love ya.
Hi, I'm here with my dad, Rob Eisen.
Hi, everybody.
So, Dad, today we are doing a Father's Day special, and I'm going to be asking you a few questions about your baseball fandom, which is part of the reason why I love baseball so much and the Yankees. So, my first question for you is basic. When did you become a baseball fan? When did you become a Yankees fan? What sparked that?
I would have to say that I became a baseball fan because of my grandparents on my mother's side. My grandpa Harry and my grandmother Barbara took me to my first Yankee game. Also, my sister was with us probably when I had to have been about 6 or 7 years old. I remember we sat right behind the Yankees dugout, and I remember them buying me a hot dog, and we saw the players, and they were so close to us, and the whole experience was just, you know, incredible, obviously, for a seven-year-old kid. But that was literally the first time that I was experienced. I had a baseball experience, and I just loved the Yankees pretty much around that time. So, and that was in the 70s when they had won a couple of championships, so that kind of helped also.
So who was your favorite player when you were a little kid?
My favorite player, I'd have to say there were two players that I really loved when I was younger. Bucky Dent was a player that I loved. Craig Nettles, who's the third baseman, was a player that I loved. Obviously also, yeah, Reggie Jackson. I actually loved watching him play. He was, obviously, everybody knows, was a big home run hitter. So that's, you know, those are the players that I really follow when I was younger.
Did you go to a lot of Yankee games when you were young?
Not really. I didn't get to go to as many Yankee games as you go to. I went to a handful of games with my grandparents. I think my father probably took me to a couple of games, but as a child, most of the games that I went to were the New York Giant games because we had season tickets. So I didn't get to go to many Yankee games because of that.
What are some of your best memories as a Yankees fan?
Let's see. Well, I could say I wouldn't call it a best memory. The first major memory I have growing up as a Yankee fan was a couple of things. I remember being at sleepaway camp in Massachusetts, and my bunk was listening to a no-hitter. I don't remember if it was a no-hitter or if it was the day that Ron Guidry had 18 strikeouts. I remember that, listening to that game in my bunk. I also, at 8 years old, at another sleepaway camp, I remember the day that Thurman Munson was killed in the plane crash, my entire camp was at a standstill. I walked around and everyone was crying. So that was not a great memory, but a very vivid memory that I have.
And where was your camp?
The camp where I was at that point was called Awasting, and it was somewhere in New York.
Oh, okay.
I was 8 years old, yeah. So I remember that day. But as I got older, you know, my best memories probably were at the games. It was probably some World Series games that I got to go to. I got to go to the Mr. November game where Derek Jeter won the game with a home run, I think in the bottom of the 10th. I got to go to a couple of World Series clinchers. I remember going to the game 4 against the Braves when they swept the Braves 1 year. But honestly, some of my best memories and best moments are all the games that I've gotten to go to with you. Because, you know, that's like a big thing for a father to be able to get to pass down their fandom to their children. And you become more of a Yankee fan than I am. But it's, you know, it's been quite an experience to go to a lot of games with you. That to me is some of my, even if they lose, it doesn't really matter because I'm there with you. So.
Thank you. What's the best game you've gone to with me or your favorite game?
Probably the best game that I've gone to with you wasn't only you. It was also with your grandfathers on Old Timers Day. That to me was, I never went to Old Timers Day ever until after you were born and until we went together. And I think we've been to, more than one.
Mm-hmm.
But the day that we went, I think your brother was there. I don't remember if your sister was there.
That was the Father's Day game.
Oh, maybe that was the Father's Day game. I just remember the game that we went.
We did go to Old Timers Day with
Okay. So Old Timers Day, I enjoyed because that's a big, big to-do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Father's Day game where we went with both your grandfathers and watching them do the YMCA dance was really, really a special day. Mm-hmm. It was a special day to have everybody there.
Yeah. What's the best postseason game you've ever attended? I guess you'll say the Mr. November game.
Yeah, probably. I was with my best friend Mike and his friend Dave, and we sat in old Yankee Stadium. We were up in the we were up very high, I think like around left field. And when Derek Jeter hit that home run, the entire stadium was shaking. You could feel the stadium shake. I actually thought that I was about to fall out of my seats because my friend Mike grabbed me and we were hugging and then the entire stadium was shaking. So it was great, but it was really scary at one point because I didn't know why the stadium was shaking so much because everyone was jumping up and down. So that's probably my favorite Yankee game that I've ever been to. It was crazy, really crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. What's the best baseball memory you have with Poppy Cherry?
Going or just at
just
all?
Just in general.
Best baseball memory I have with Poppy Cherry. You mean Yankees?
Yankees, baseball, any. Just baseball.
I mean, could I include Little League
in
that? I mean, like I said before, Poppy Cherry and I didn't go to that many Yankee games together. Our deal was, you know, the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, Poppy Cherry, you know, since we're talking about baseball, Poppy Cherry was my baseball coach, you know, for about 3 or 4 years. And that to me was my fondest baseball memory of your grandfather because, you know, at this point now, I still see some of my friends on that baseball team that still refer to him as coach and all loved him. And he was a great baseball coach and he taught me a lot, even though I was probably the worst player on the team. But that was a really great time in my life, spending all that time with him as my coach.
Who's your favorite Yankee right now?
My favorite Yankee right now, I mean, has to be Aaron Judge. I mean, he's somebody I've never seen anybody like that. I know I used to give you a lot of crap because I'm such a, you know, obsessed Derek Jeter fan and we were always making those comparisons. But I have to admit, for the record now that my daughter was 100% right about Aaron Judge. I don't think I've ever seen a player like him ever in my entire life, of not even just on the Yankees, but any team. There's just nothing he can't do. It's not just about hitting. It's not just about home runs. He can hit for average. He can hit singles. He can hit doubles. He can get the runners in. His defense is extraordinary. I mean, he makes every catch that any other baseball player, it would look like a very difficult catch. He makes it look so easy and so smooth. So I hope he wins the championship one day. But I'd have to say that I can't imagine there ever being a Yankee that I've seen that would be better than him.
So you think he's better than Jeter was?
Well, again, physically, you know, and talent, you know, Jeter was an amazing, it's hard to compare because Jeter was a shortstop, Judge is a right fielder. Jeter wasn't a home run hitter, Judge is. Jeter was probably the most clutch Yankee I've ever watched. You know, with Judge, I have to see, you know, consistency. And right now it's been, last year was one of the best seasons I've ever seen. This year he seems to even playing better, although he's hurt now. But to me, again, it's all about championships, and Jeter has five of them and Judge doesn't have any, which is not his fault, you know. But that's why I'd be heartbroken if this guy retired without getting to have the chance to win a championship. So I hope he does. And if he does, I think he may go down as one of the greatest Yankees to ever play, ever put on pinstripes.
Agree. If you had to pick three Yankees on the current team that you could meet, who would they be?
Right now, I would say I would love, well, I can't say Oswaldo Cabrera anymore because we already met him. I would love to hang out with Harrison Bader. Like, I'd love to hang out and have a drink with him. Aaron Judge, obviously, I would love to meet him. Who else would I like to? I feel like I'd love to meet Gerrit Cole.
I
think that would be, he's so funny in the way, in his interviews and some of the things he does. I always thought when he was on the Astros that he was like this hardcore player, serious, like, you know, kind of like jerk. But him being on the Yankees, I didn't realize he had this kind of personality. He's so funny, and it's so funny to watch him. And obviously he's, you know, an ace pitcher, and he was able to overcome the, you know, the whole sticky substance thing that he got in trouble for. And now he's adjusted, and now he's back to being pretty much an ace. So I think he'd be fun. Nestor Cortez, I would like to hang out with him too. He seems like he'd be fun.
I think you forgot someone though.
I forgot somebody now. On the Yankees. Rizzo? Yeah. I'd like to hang out with Rizzo and Judge at the same time. It's kind of like they're like peas and carrots. Yeah. They're like Batman and Robin. Obviously Judge is Batman and Rizzo is Robin. So
which current Yankees do you see being in the Hall of Fame someday? Or having their numbers retired, either one?
Oh, without a doubt, Jeter, without a doubt, Judge will be in the Hall of Fame, and he'll have 99 retired. I could see probably Gerrit Cole in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I don't know about anybody else at this point. I mean, those are the two names that I would be shocked if they're not in the Hall of Fame at one point. I really can't name anybody else at this point because there's got to be, you know, like Rizzo.
Rizzo, I'd see in the Hall of Fame.
It's possible, but, you know, I don't really know. You know, I'd have to see his stats when he was on the Cubs. Right now, he's in an unbelievable slump. So, you know, there's got to be, you know, it's got to be consistent.
Yeah. But he's had 13 years of unbelievable baseball.
True. I mean, I don't really know much about Rizzo prior to the Yankees. I mean, he's been a great, great player, a great pickup for us, a great, great free agency signing or trade, whatever it was. But definitively, it would have to be Judge and Cole to me.
Yeah. And what about Stanton?
I mean, I guess Stanton. I mean, Stanton was great, you know, when he was with the Marlins, and, you know, he won MVP, obviously. He's been kind of clutch for us in the playoffs. I guess, you know, similar situation. I have to really look at his overall stats. Yeah. Like, I know right off the top of my head, Judge's rookie year up until now, he's hit like an incredible amount of home runs, and he's already won MVP of the league. And wasn't he rookie of the year at some point also? And he's been, you know, all-star. And so
Yeah.
Right now, if Judge retired right now, he would be somebody that would be a shoo-in to go in the Hall of Fame.
What's your favorite thing about current Yankee Stadium, and which stadium do you like better?
I'll answer the second question first. I love the old Yankee Stadium. Just like I would say I love the old Giants Stadium. The old Yankee Stadium to me just was, I don't know, had a had a better feel to it for me. There's a lot more in the new Yankee Stadium that the old Yankee Stadium didn't have. Like they do a great job in that first area that you enter mm-hmm. with all the different, you know, plaques and banners and photos that are on the wall and everything. I don't know. I just felt like the fans were a little bit different in the old stadium. There was just a better feel. Like I said, you'd have a playoff game and the place would visibly and physically shake. So I'm partial to that stadium. The new stadium, I mean, I feel like it's a little bit more fan friendly in some of the things that they have there. It's a beautiful, beautiful stadium, inside and out. They do a great job. Obviously, some of the apparel stores, the clubhouses, the suites that they have, mm-hmm. there's a lot more of that in the new Yankee Stadium than there was in the old one. I'm partial to the old Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your favorite thing about the new stadium, or like favorite place to go? Like what, just anything?
Favorite place to go in the new stadium? I mean, I love this team store. I think the team store is a really great store. They have so much. I enjoyed going to, although I don't get to go to many of the suites, I enjoyed going to, the Delta Suite? What was the suite that we went to?
The Field MVP.
Yeah, where they had...
It was a suite. It was a club.
Okay.
But yeah.
I mean, I haven't been in many of the suites, but I feel like those... I don't remember. I feel like I was in the Delta Suite at one point. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think you were.
Yeah. I like the bleachers. I like that whole area back by the bleachers. I like, that they have the bleachers and then they have that open bar back there. That's a really fun place to hang out with. I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Can't really think of anything else in the stadium other than that right now.
Monument Park.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I was never at the Monument Park in the old stadium. I didn't actually go inside a Monument Park until I went with you when we went to one game. So Monument Park, obviously, and I think I've only been inside there once in the new stadium, but to me, that's just, it's legend. It's just like, there's nothing like that to see all these all-time Yankees that are honored that way. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So actually gives you chills sometimes when you go in there to see some of these guys.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite Yankees tradition?
My favorite Yankees tradition at the games?
Just in the... within the franchise in general?
Interestingly enough, I enjoy the tradition that the players are expected to look clean cut. You'll never see a Yankee player that has, the long hair or the bushy beards. That's been something that has been there since, before I was born. It's a great tradition. They want their players to look a certain way and to represent New York a certain way, which I find to be very important.
Mm-hmm.
I love, although I've never gotten to be a part of it, I love the roll call. I think the roll call is fantastic.
You have to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would like to be sitting out there one time. I think that's really a great, great tradition, and I think the players really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of my favorite things, traditions.
And then do you have a favorite non-Yankees player? Do you have any? Who would you say is your favorite player that doesn't play for the Yankees? It could be someone who did play for the Yankees in the past, but...
Favorite non-player. I mean, right now, currently, I like Trout. I think he's fantastic. In the past, trying to think if there was anybody in the past that I liked. It's funny because I would name a player that didn't play for the Yankees, but then ended up playing for the Yankees. So it's kind of hard, somebody like what's his name? He used to play for the Red Sox, that came over to the Yankees.
Benintendi?
No, with the long hair.
Johnny Damon.
like Johnny Damon, I kind of liked him when he was on the Red Sox. I thought he was kind of like very cool. And then when the Yankees got him, I was like, oh my God, we have Johnny Damon on our team. I mean, he was good for us too. But it's hard for me because, as I tell you all the time, I don't really think about players that are not on my team. It's very difficult for me to name somebody that I would like on another team because I'm so loyal and dedicated to my players. My generation that's the way we were. It's different than your generation. You guys wear other teams' jerseys and stuff. So, you know, right now, like I said, I appreciate the way other players play. Like, you know, somebody like Mike Trout. But I wouldn't really say that I have a favorite, you know, non-Yankee player.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Last question to wrap it up. If the Yankees are in the World Series this if the Yankees are in the World Series this season, are we going to Game 7 if there's a Game 7?
Well, it depends if it's in the Bronx or if it's away.
Yeah, if there's a home game, 5, 6, or 7, any game that determines if the Yankees will win the World Series, we stacking up money now and saving it?
Sure, yeah, you work, so.
Okay.
We'll figure out a way. We'll pool all of our funds together. I don't really think that's going to happen, but I'll say yes now.
Okay. Just got to have it on the record.
Okay.
All right. So that wraps up the Father's Day special. Thank you, Dad,
for You're welcome.
Sharing your baseball and Yankees love with everyone.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. Thank you for your great questions.
Of course.
Hope my answers were pretty good and I didn't sound ridiculous.
Nope.
And go Yankees.
That's a wrap on our Father's Day special. We want to thank Dave, Ranch, and Rob for inspiring our love for baseball and for joining us to commemorate their special Dad's Day. On our next episode, we will be joined by the A's broadcaster, Jessica Kleinschmidt, who is a real inspiration to us as women in sports and baseball media. We'll see you next time.